Well, hello there, folks. It's James.
And Nicole.
Oh, and you're probably seeing the description saying, oh my God, why have I been put on a vibrato? Well, guess what? I'm not. That was in vocal cords. That's not a plug-in. I just have a great voice box. And speaking of boxes, I have a lament configuration, Nicole.
Oh, no.
This is actually what we're doing real quick. We are going to do a review of the lament configuration puzzle box from Hellraiser. So let me open this up real quick. And yep, I got hooks in me. So, Nicole.
10 out of 10.
Real quick, guys. I had to watch all of Spider-Man, and I successfully did that, but I did that this morning around 6 a.m., and a podcast needs to be out. I don't have time and effort to do that, no. So we're going to be providing all of our listeners, not on patreon.com/MLMpod, with a free episode of Mostly Speaking Sentai
After Dark,
where we're going through a Kiba Ranger right now because that's one of them midnight tokusatsus.
Oh,
it's good. It's a plentiful. Nicole, what are your thoughts on a Kiba Ranger, the first episode?
It's fun and cute.
All right, there you go. Maybe you'll hear what we have further thoughts on this episode, as well as if you go to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content like Mostly Speaking Sentai After Dark. This existed where we have finished up, starting tomorrow, our discussion of Troma. It was Lil Corey and I. You know him from Hit It and Crit It and many episodes of this. It's good.
It's good.
You also get Sam and Max, Death from Above. What's the other show we do? Engaged with Nicolas Cage.
Because you know he's got married to that script.
Yeah, please, guys.
He just did National Treasure.
Yeah, National Treasure, Nat Trej.
Natty Trey.
Oh, we have also done Killing Field.
Okay.
Is that the name of that one? Oh, what is it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Gift to Kill. It's a one that we categorically hated. Who knows?
National Treasure.
Yes. No, we love Nat Trej. Yeah, guys, please go over patreon.com/MLMpod because, oh my God, April 15th, we're announcing it here. Actually, it's probably been announced on Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling, but officially, I will be doing a Patreon pledge drive over at twitch.tv/mostlyspeakinsentai. We're starting at 9 p.m. Central Time until either we get 40 patrons over on patreon.com/MLMpod or I pass out. I will just keep going. We got video games, music making, a live recording of Formulaic. You know, it's a schedule subject to change. Some Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling content live on your face. And so much more. I'll be working out with skin showing. Ah, you'll be able to see my cum gutters.
Wow.
I'll be flexing. I'll be in a crop top and some hip hugger bike shorts.
That's hot.
Oh, thank you. I'll be pulling in a lot of 80s fashion from specifically slasher movies. Because everyone was just short-ass shorts and a crop top, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back to the fashion.
Those are the 80s, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, that's going to be fun. And if you start now on the Patreon, that goes towards that goal. And no one wants to see me pass out on stream. That's just rude of you. If you think that of like, oh,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, this is your fault.
If it's like, hey, I wish I could, but I'll, you know, give this a share. I don't want James to pass out. But people who are actively like, I'd rather see him pass out.
Yeah.
That's mean. Give you a smack in a pancake.
In a pancake?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a smoke in a pancake from Goldmember.
What?
Austin Powers, Goldmember.
Yeah.
He says, oh, a smoke in a pancake.
Okay.
Dude, we got to rewatch Goldmember, I guess.
We don't.
Yes,
though.
We do. So, guys, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. But if you're a $10 patron, you get monthly exclusive content on top of that weekly in the form of Straight to Patreon. Right now, we have just done The Evolved Part 1, so go check that out. At least it will be released Friday night, and you get shout outs on every single Free Feed podcast. And if you have a company or a handle on social media, you could throw that in there. Say, hey, shout me out like this. But let's begin. Starting with Alex Z, the Waz. She didn't ask for the Waz. That was just a name I gave her when we worked together. Steve F, Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour. Jordan B, the Chaos Witch. My Bickle, brother in common law, Joshua Jakis. Steve Barnes, a sweet child of time. He's intro void. Check him out. My mother, wonder what she would want to be called. Maybe the womb in which I emerged. She sent that to me. That was not a Mullum original, would you believe?
I don't believe that.
You should believe it, okay? I just said, as you were saying, you shouldn't. I mean, you should. Dang it. You caught me in a lie. And you're about to catch me in a bear trap. Actually, I'd be like a little otter
What's
trap.
What's the next one?
Little Corey's BFF and roommate Shane, that fed, and twitch.tv/Corwinning. It's Corwin. Now, please, I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
Enjoy this free feed episode of Mostly Speaking Sentai After Dark.
Ooh, spooky.
It's more sexual, not spooky. I don't know why we made it spooky this time.
Yeah.
All right. See you. Or, I mean, enjoy, not see you guys. Bye. Oh, wait. Next week, Spider-Man. Bye. Toei Spider-Man, I should say. Bye for real this time.
Nailed it. Flawless.
Oh, yeah. My name's James.
My name's Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Sentai After Dark. Like I said, guys, my name's James, and we are after dark here on Mostly Speaking Sentai. That can only mean one thing. Close the blinds, turn off the lights, and go check your shower curtains, because there could be a serial murderer there waiting to stab you to death in your tub. Once you go to sleep after dark, that is what is lurking. The darkness isn't sexy. The darkness isn't cool. No, it's scary. It's frightening. Oh, okay. I go into a cave. Guess what? If it isn't lightly lit. Yeah. No. Vastly lit. No. It better not be luminescent mushrooms and a glow stick. No, I want the sun. Yeah. This is what I propose, Nicole.
Okay.
Sunlight's in every cave.
Uh-huh.
We just stick a dynamite in the ceiling, knock it in with a hammer, long cable, a fuse, and then we say, fire in a hole! Kadeesh!
Yeah.
We do the opposite of what people normally do, which is jam one in the ground
which
and go
deeper.
Kadeesh! Oh, no. Don't go deep in me, the Mother Earth says. She says, make me airy a little, you know?
Yeah, aerial a little.
She wants light on the inside so she doesn't catch COVID. Oh my God, what if that's why global warming happening? The sun needs to go inside the earth. Right now it's above in the atmosphere, but if it's going in, that's trapping the heat inside where it belongs. The core is hot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I thought you were going to say a hollow.
Oh, no. I'm not a hollow earth.
Dinosaurs.
Damn.
Bitch.
Oh, my God. I want to see a Jurassic Park.
Kong v. Godzilla?
I believe it's Godzilla v. Kong. You don't like.
Actually? Fuck off.
Oh, please. Guys, smack a nerd in the mouth when they try and correct you, even if the correction is correct. Because it is. Kong v. Godzilla was the original because Kong was more popular here in the West. But now Godzilla's the king, bitch. But yeah, I've seen that movie and there's Hollow Earth theory. That's pretty cool. Kong's there. Titans are there. A little weirdo caveman is there. And Captain Caveman is there, too. I was trying to think of Journey to... No, not Journey to the Middle of the Earth. Land of the Lost. I think that might be Hollow Earth, or it's they're trapped in time and space, Mighty Boosh style. How are you, Nicole?
Stressed.
Stressed out. 21 guy.
What?
21 Pilots has that song. And there's a guy who lead sings it.
Okay.
Why are you stressed?
There's just a lot going on, my dude.
Okay. Things of work?
I had to pick up extra shifts at work because of things that are stressing me out. And then there's like some trips that we're taking that I'm stressing out about.
Then let's cancel them.
My own artwork stuff. And it's just a whole thing.
That shouldn't stress you out. That's doing better than it's ever done. You're getting $100 checks in the mail? Plural.
No.
That's enough to go vegan. What? This isn't a time to stress. This is a time to relax. Pick up your feet. Stop jostling them so quickly. Throw them up like you're on a hammock. And drink a daiquiri with a banana inside. And then you have to like constantly as you drink it be like, this banana is just getting everywhere, slishing along like it's a big old spoon when you're drinking cocoa.
You just put a full banana in there.
Yeah.
Just a whole one.
It's a deep daiquiri dish.
Okay.
So it's like
I've seen it, yeah.
It's like a stein of daiquiri. So it's a mug, but then there is that banana in there. So once you get to the
mug, okay.
Once you get to that bottom of it, it starts like hitting you in the face and you're like, get out of here, banana.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't eat the banana because you got the daiquiri in there.
Like you in the morning when we first started dating.
What? Is that a penis reference?
Yeah.
Oh. That it was like going by your mouth?
It's like in your face and you're okay. Like, get out of here.
Hell yeah. Speaking of which, Nicole, this actually is in my notes. I've been listening to Bright Eyes, The Pierces, Hunks and His Punks, the things that got me through my best worst summer in 2013, but bled into the fall time. And it's currently feeling like fall, even though we're still in Augie Doggy. And
Doggy days of summer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it feels like that first time us hanging out, falling in love. And I'm just built up with emotions.
Reminiscing in the nostalgia.
Of you. And I'm so glad we met 9 years ago. And I'm in love with you.
Same.
I just want to hug you and give you the world.
Well, I don't want the world.
Well,
it's trash.
Okay. But if it's punctured with holes to let it breathe a little,
okay.
That's good. So
I'll take it.
My thing about the COVID thing is, you know, like when sun hits COVID, it kills you. So you can, if you drink UV lights, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, vampires must be riddled with COVID then.
Yeah.
Because also, like, their blood
it's in
stagnant.
Their DNA.
I guess, like, COVID can't live in because they're dead. Yeah, you want to know what? COVID, because, like, they have cold blood, too. Like, you try and put COVID in a frog, it's not going to happen. They're too frigid.
They're too frigid.
Yeah, that's what cold blood means. It's, like, 60 degrees, not that it can fluctuate.
Uh-huh.
And go into hibernation.
Sure.
Bears are cold-blooded. Cold-blooded killers.
It's not true.
Yeah, it is. They're cold-blooded killers.
Okay.
You see a bear, they'll stab you with their little paws and say, see ya, bitch.
Got
and then
it.
Steal your honey.
Yeah.
Except you, Yogi. I pointed at all my yogis.
Yeah.
To the listeners. Nicole, what else did I have? Oh, would you like me to talk about your family visiting or that dream I had?
I feel like we should acknowledge my parents being on the podcast.
Yeah, because that episode just came out. When you're hearing this, no, it won't. It will be in a week.
So this is before?
Yeah, this will be released before your parents on podcast. My parents on podcast. Why not?
Okay, so then I guess we don't need to?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
Because of how, like, Sam's episode will be out this week from the ROM complex, unless Sam has to say, oh, see you guys later. But we're on the subject of your family, and this really isn't, it's everyone who comes over and has dinner at our place. This is a calling card to everyone listening who goes over and people who cook at home. How do you get everything so greasy? From your spoons, your forks, your plates, handles within the kitchen. When you cook, you should be washing your hands multiple times. Like when I unscrew vegetable oil to put on, hey, guess what? I'm going to be washing my hands before I even screw that cap back on. And after I screw that cap back on, because no grease here. Just everything's all greasy. But Nicole.
Okay.
Nicole has adapted to living with me and eating properly, i.e. using forks and utensils for every single meal.
Yeah, well, I mean, COVID also just kind of solidified it.
I was ahead of the times, fuckers.
Like, especially at work.
I said that on the rewind when COVID first started happening. I think it was our last record before COVID with PJ and Dana. And I was like, yeah, you fuckers ridiculed me for eating with utensils. Well, guess what? You should start doing it because of all this COVID shit. And they still laughed at me. I'd like to see what PJ and Dana, I'd like to see them eat a goddamn pizza right now.
You'd like to see them eat a goddamn pizza right now.
Deep dish, thin crust, stove oven, pan seared, open faced.
Got it.
Calzone.
Got it.
If you are eating a calzone with your hands, you are a monster who should be
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Piece of shit.
Pizza.
Even fucking Little
My
Caesar
foot in your ass.
Has a utensil to eat his pizza. Yes, he's rotating it around to go on that big old spear, but he is still a man eating with a utensil, and he's from the BC.
Mm-hmm.
Not the DC.
Before times. Yeah.
Jinx. So, yes, Nicole eats with a utensil, and I was wondering if I've acquired any of your traits that you're like, I'm glad James does
100%.
That. Which ones?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Because I know eating indoors, I don't know if you've acquired that or you're just like, I'll never be able to eat at a patio ever again. Or are you like, hey, you want to know what? James made some great
neither
points.
Neither of those.
Okay. It's too windy. You got bees around.
Sure.
And in the city, someone could walk by you and just cough on your food.
I guess, yeah.
A dog could come up and start humping your table.
Potentially.
And not the table itself, literally the table. Every single individual at this four-seated table, that dog humped.
I just respect your not wanting to sit outside.
Do you think I'm high maintenance or low maintenance? Because it really is, when it comes to things like that, I don't want to do the eating outside. Nicole, can I be honest?
Okay.
Because I feel like you're going to bring this up.
What? Okay.
The water park thing.
I wasn't, but okay.
Because I also have this in my notes of like, I wish you had like the bubble. I wish I could get a bubble design to put on you to be like, oh my God, she's nude now. But I didn't want to say it while your mom was around. What? That's assault?
To just put that on me so I'm nude when I don't want to be?
A picture of you. Like they do in the episode, that bubble design.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
So so the hair thing, Nicole, we're going to Florida. And Nicole's like, hey, do you want to go to a water park? And I have issues with water parks, namely, like, you get hair on you that isn't yours, clearly not yours. I don't have red hair. Nicole doesn't have hair. It's someone else's. So that's a big gross no-no. And I pee in pools, I'm fine with. Let it flow. But a big thing that I feel like we need to prep ourselves to accomplish is, like, your bathing suit. I would be afraid at the water park being like, Nicole, I have a boner right now.
Oh,
and
fucking God.
We're in public. Because
that sounds like a you problem.
It's an us
Actually,
problem.
I would just be like, okay, bye.
And then I'd be watching you just walk away there. And I'd say, oh, never. And I'd go, oh, no, it's like I'm trying to find water. Like a water rod.
Yeah, a dowel. Okay. Yeah.
I don't have two dicks, though, so. Or I guess one, I'd be trying to push it down, so it'd be like, wee, 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 wee.
Sure.
Or dowel rods, that because I cross over.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to find a ghost. So, yeah, I do think we should prep ourselves, get ready. So I'm like, hey, it's just Nicole in a bathing suit.
Prep ourselves.
A bathing suit. Yeah. I'll see you in a bathing suit maybe twice a week. And I'll go, okay, awesome. I'm no longer
doing that. Are you fucking kidding me?
Torqued to the nine.
I'm not fucking doing that.
All right, well, Graham's going to see my boner through my shorts, okay? That's just what we're going to have to deal with. Wow. I'm going to have to, like, crank it before we go into a pool. I'll say, oh, zip, zap, zah. That's something that was from before we were recording. So, speaking of ghosts, a couple nights ago, Nicole, thank God you woke me up. Because I was having a dream, another ghost dream, where I'm at, this time we were at the intermediate, Reese Puffer Intermediate, and I was like, all of a sudden wanting to find a ghost, but this was different, Nicole, because instead of me saying, are there ghosts there? And then like a doorknob rattles and I go, ah! I was there and all of a sudden, like I started like making like incantations, and then I levitated and I was like, ghosts bring me to me, demons. And then I think I was starting to say this incantation out loud, and Nicole, I think the allure,
you definitely didn't.
I was starting though, so I'm glad you woke me up.
Yep, you, because you know you were awake.
I was in
yourself.
Oh, sorry that I'm in my own mind. Now you're gaslighting me, fucker.
I'm not. I'm telling you what happened, you fuck.
I think this is what happened. The allure of that thing that happened in that basement, of like the initial, like, hey, do you want to go do this, James? And I'm like a child, and it's like, that sounds fun. And then my mind is wiped from going down into that basement. I think it just wasn't that thing that I will keep bleeping out. This person might have put like a satanic curse on me. And it's me trying to get these demons out of me. And what if I'm a conduit of Satan and the Antichrist, or at least the bringer of witch?
Or... and
let me have
watching
this.
Season 4 of Stranger Things.
No, that didn't, because we haven't watched an episode of that in like a week or two. I truly believe, let me have this, Nicole. Just like, demons are trying to come out of me, but I'm not gonna let you, because Nicole is here to say, James, please wake up.
Yeah.
Just like kind of nudge me and say, you okay?
So you're starting next time,
to mumble incantations.
I won't wake you up.
Dude, let's see.
And you won't fucking say incantations.
If I start levitating in the fucking
and
sky,
then I'll tell you that that you just fucking mumbled in your sleep.
If
and
I start
you'll
levitating,
still say that I'm fucking wrong. And say
yeah,
that
you wanna
I'm
know what?
Gaslighting yes. you, even what? Though that's not the fucking case. You're gaslighting me.
What's probably going to happen is I will start
you
levitating.
Bitch.
And Nicole's going to be like, oh, fuck, he was right. He can't know this. I will wake him up and I'll go, oh, I'm so sorry. But was I incantating? And then you'll say, nah, son. Because if that is for real, you...
So
you're
now
my,
I have to video you while you're sleeping? It's just creepy.
If I am for real a demon conduit.
You know what this...
What's that?
You, like, being so adamant about this is only going to result in me not waking you up and you having to, like,
okay.
dream through this fucking nightmare.
Yes, is that
this
I'm
is
fine
your
with.
Fault, then.
I'm fine with it. You want to know why? Because I'm going to start flowing in the freaking air.
Great.
Not great for you because you will...
Then I'll have the whole bed to myself.
Oh, you little freak. You Babu freak. If this happens, will you be like, hey, you want to know what? Bow down to you, James, whatever you need.
No.
And I'm going to say, my first decree. Then I like tip my glasses down and I say, give me a push, Pop, because Satan is not going to let me gain any weight. And then I just all of a sudden I'm ripped and you're like, oh my God, devil's muscles upon my boyfriend. And then I like zap Butter and Butter can start talking and like walks like in the media I enjoy, like Get Fuzzy or Crumb Bums. I zap Socks and Socks is just Socks, but he doesn't bite us. Yeah, Butter's going to start domming over him because she can talk. She's higher status.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I might be
self-aware.
I might have gotten a devil ritual on me as a child. And that's just cool shit. And maybe, maybe I do have wings, but it's like devil wings trying to poke out of my back. Like I'm Jin from Tekken. Yeah, yeah. But I don't want the karate stuff. I just want the muscles, the wings, and a freaking push pup. Oh my God. Just being able to... Hell's fire will burn off my calories, guys. Dude, we need to start a satanic exercise workout regimen and be like, hell's fire's gonna burn off those calories. Come on, ladies. Damn, that's $1 billion ID. You want to get into this episode?
I want to leave.
Too bad. This was gold today. I itch.
Dude.
Oh, I itch. My taint itches. But it is itching.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you have to say that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why it itches, though. Taint itch. Today we watched episode 2 of Akiba Ranger. The name of it, you fucking figure it out.
Wow.
They have very long titles, so I can't like, and it's oddly placed within the subtitles, so... Freaking greasy hands. Nicole, what'd you think of the ep?
It was fun and I liked it.
Are you still feeling good about Akiba Ranger?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Well, let's get into it. Short rundown. There's the villain is selling bootleg stuff that you can put that bubble design over to make it look like the lady's naked, but when you peel it off, you think it's going to be naked? No, you're naked now with that bubble design IRL. And yeah. Then Akiba Red's debating on whether or not he wants this, because if it's not real, what's the point?
Exactly.
But that's all otaku fandom. None of this is real, but you still care because it makes you happy.
Oh, I barfed a little.
Nice. We were talking about barfing at a restaurant, I think, with your parents. And, because we were talking about me being skinny now and looking fabulous, they said. And I said, they were like, oh, are you eating? I'm like, oh, yeah, doing great. I am purging, though. And then Nicole's like, yeah, James would not be able to secretly purge because he sounds like he's screaming.
Mm-hmm.
What was the exact, like...
If you were yelling while you were barfing.
Yeah. Like, if you're like, oh, I'm good. Hey, guys, let's go underneath the water and see if we can hear each other talk. And you, like, scream trying to, like, communicate with each other underwater. This is a nice drinking game. Once you guys start getting all barfy, be like, hey, what song lyrics am I reciting? And then you just sing them while you're barfing and see... That's another $1 billion idea. ABC, buy this from us. That's a game show.
Why?
I don't know. People like trash. So the theme song, the intro, it reminds me a lot of Math the Band. Have I ever played them for you?
Probably like once in my fucking life, dude.
Okay. I really like it. It's good. And whatever producer in the room was like, hey, for this... Let's do growl jazz harmonies in the later half of this. Fantastic. It's like the, oh, yeah, yeah. But they're doing a harmony with that. It doesn't fit the song, but it somehow works with the song.
Okay.
It's like someone who's playing one of the monsters, like a monster voice in Sentai, singing these lyrics. And I'm like, oh, baby, that's good.
Yeah.
That's why you should pay for a producer. So in this, Akiba Red's walking around saying, oh, kicking cans, kicking rocks, just being down on everything, saying, should I even do this? And somehow he gets into this parking garage and he looks over and he sees Deca Red, the actor dressed up, and he accosts this man with fandom. Of like, we should be friends. Should I be a Red? What do you think? And I wanted to ask, Nicole, what person in media that you're a fan of would you do this to? Of like, see them out and about and be like, oh my God, I love you so much.
I don't know. I'm not like that.
You respect people's privacy and you're shy. You did. Wasn't there an artist that... at Chicago Comics that you were like, what pens do you use?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Jeff Darrow.
Okay, that's who I thought. Shaolin Cowboy Boy.
Yeah, but it was like, we were all like having a conversation. It wasn't like, and he was there for a signing at the store.
What pens do you use to sign? Are those the same as drawing? Does he do his own inking?
Yeah.
Damn, he's multi-talented. I have done this before. It was kind of in the same setting as you. After a Howard Kramer Dragon Boy Suede stand up, I purposefully, like, I was like, I have questions to ask him, like nerd shit music questions about Aromance and his own stuff. So I purposefully waited and made myself the last in line. So I wasn't going to interfere with everyone. He was very nice about it, and he was appreciative of these questions because I was, like, bringing up old producers of his, and he's like, oh, okay, he knows his shit. And then I brought up Aromance, and he's like, yeah, man, Chip, I was pissed at him because I've been doing comedy raps for such a long time, and this fucker... He does one song and it's a masterpiece. I fucking know. Get out of my lane, dude.
Yeah.
Check out Aromance, r.o.mance, M-A-N-S-E. It should be on like everywhere, Spotify, all of that. It's just Aromance's greatest hits. It's a concept album. It's so fucking funny and good. So during this, the... Akiba Yellow and Blue, they're hanging out at the base, the secret base, cafe.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, we're fine with this. Akiba Yellow, she's like, I'm not doing shit. And this is otaku shit. I'm fine. And then Blue.
Yellow's like, this is fun. And Blue is like, this is still training for me.
Yeah. And well, Akiba Yellow's like all... gung-ho and happy, she flings her head back in her fake ears because she's still the Nyan cat, falls back, and she says, oh no, like her voice changes to a man's voice. Very funny. I think that happens a few times throughout, but we can have another trying to rank her cosplay. We can say, hey, it's cat cosplay, then cat sans ears cosplay. Which one do you like more, Nicole?
With ears.
All right. Okay. So with ears, then without ears. That's where we're at so far.
Blue was also just like casually doing the splits on top of two chairs, but also like push-ups at the same time.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm really liking their... Oh, and it's also at this moment, I believe we find out that Blue thinks like she's mature, especially looking at these two individuals that she has to hang around with. She finds out that Yellow is her senior and she's like, what the fuck is I'm the youngest one here, but they are clearly mentally ages below me.
Yeah, they're more immature.
Because their leader says, hey, you should actually use like this form of you, I believe, like Usted and other one, too.
Okay. That's Spanish.
I don't know the, like, references. Like, there's no formal you within the English language. There is an informal you, bitch. And... Yes, I got her, guys. So yeah, that's how the whole knowing you're their senior and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Someday we'll be senior citizens.
I hope not.
Oh, why not, baby? Do the locomotion with me.
I already feel like a senior citizen, dude.
Yeah, because you're always screaming about your coffee at Burger King and
yes.
Voting Republican.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of senior citizens will vote Democratic as well, depending on where they are. It's just like young people.
But I'm always yelling about voting Republican.
There we go.
Yeah.
And you have a cat and you're like, I just need a couple more of these and then my heart will be full.
Yeah.
You say that exact to the teeth.
Yeah. The cadence and everything.
Can you do that voice? Like the creepy Casey Kasem. Hey, guys, it's me.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, do this James voice. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Ooh, you sound like also, bye-bye, mommy.
Oh, my God.
I just need a couple more of these.
And she's holding the cats like dirt bags hold cats by their, like, skin neck fat.
The scruff.
Yeah. And she's like, I just need a couple more of these. Can I put these in my grocery bag? And they're like, sorry, ma'am. Where'd you find those cats in our grocery store?
Yeah.
Oh, I brought them with me. I'm just wondering if I can use your grocery bags for my cats. Please.
I mean, they do love grocery bags if they're paper.
I was going to bring up. Well, okay, yeah, the paper, and you go, oh, no, we need plastic for these guys.
Uh-huh.
Or the cloth bags. And then they're like, okay, I just please leave. And then you're like, oh, mess in aisle 4. Oh, no, did they poop or something? No, that was me. Because Nicole's pissing everywhere.
Yeah. Sounds accurate.
So they're going out because they want to go to this place called Otamix. It's a place to get like anime otaku shit. And they see these two nerds going like, oh, I want this special collector's item that isn't released yet. And they're like, that's not released yet. Maybe
it's
gotta
be a bootleg.
So they scurry in there and that's when it's like, hey, guys, put this bubble print on. And it looks like she's nude. Take it off, and she will be nude. It's like when you heat-censored things, you put heat on it, and it changes color, shows a different image. They need to start doing that. They got to. Like, when it gets hot, the clothes are removed.
No, or just, like, sensor bars.
Ooh, yeah.
Dude, yes.
Uh-huh. Nicole, write that up.
New business idea.
We're getting into smut. You thought it would have only taken a year for us to do that based on our previous episodes? Nah, it took 4. So they're like, oh.
It's going to be James nude.
I'm fine with that now.
Oh my God.
I'm getting a little skinnier, as your stepfather would say. He said that. He commented on my body.
Yeah.
And
he commented on my body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really just like my mom at first.
She says,
You know that you're like a part of the family when they start
oogling me,
commenting on your body.
That is not prefaced. What's the suffixed with?
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Is he eating though?
Yeah.
Like instead of a prefaced, post-fist. Oh, uh-huh. I'm post-fisted, baby. I'm gaping wide.
Don't say that about my mom, dude.
No, I am. We're on a different conversation now. Yeah. So I'm fine with being nude. And guys, you got to listen to the episode with them. The beginning starts with some really good stuff.
Oh, my God.
So they're like, when they peel it back, they see, we're now nude and we're holding those bubbles like in real life. cardboard cutouts of them.
Life-sized, bitch.
And they're like, oh no, we're in the nude. Huh, sugar in the raw. And the yellow and blue say, this isn't real. So Odomix, Odomix. And then the main lady, she's like, you guys are terrible heroes. You're just going to let this happen? And it's out of everything that's ever happened in Sentai, this is the least dangerous thing.
Yeah.
Because all you're seeing is a little butt at the most. Like, children won't be seeing anything too twart.
I mean,
and it's not really doing anything unless, like, these people are forever like this. They can't, like, go home, put it down, put on new clothes.
I mean, it is kind of like, whoa, what the fuck? I mean, because you also have to think of, like, if this was happening to women, you wouldn't have the same.
I think I would, because it would, if in the same context, like, they're horny and they're like, oh, I'm going to peel this back and see some dick or tits and ass. Because all they really have to do, I think women would be a lot more responsible about it. They would all see what's happening and be like, okay, there is a clothing store right over here. We need to all walk there still acting panicked, because then people will be like, something happened to them, instead of, oh, these are perverts wanting to flash. So I think if the men had done it in that fashion of like, guys, we got to get the fuck out of here. Let's go here, regroup, clothe, and then we'll be good. And if anyone does stop them, they can all corroborate and say, someone fucking stole our clothes with, not magic, just say stole our clothes.
Yeah.
And I think it's still happening in everyone's brain domes. So
you're fine with it.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, I'm not. I'd be like, the fuck?
I'd be snapping pics.
Wow.
Say, this must be one of them flash mobs I kept hearing about. Damn, a literal flash mob.
Literal flash mob, dude.
Literal. So they go into the delusion zone and have a very funny fight with them, like, using... You know what I mean. Like, construction cones and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's real cool. And when that one lady, the main bad guy, she all of a sudden gets the same, like, nudie bubble thing. And it's that very funny, like, wow.
Yeah.
Anime effect that's always in things. Very funny. And Mamma Mia.
I thought it was, like, really funny that she was, like, super embarrassed about it and was like, you're not getting paid this week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so it's the... The monster is, I think, the same monster, but has a different name. And Yellow says, like, wait a second, you're not insert extremely long name to the T. She didn't get anything wrong. And he's like, no, there's one subtle difference between that man and me. And they're like, well, what is it? And they're like, well, you're just going to have to suffer not knowing.
Yeah.
It's very good. The reasoning why they're trying to take down this area of Japan is because it's full of otaku, and the guy says otaku are gross, annoying, and lame.
Yeah. And then they're like otaku is fucking dope.
Mm-hmm. It's a way of life and isn't hurting anyone.
Yeah.
And then they get into a fight and he like grabs them by the boob and like hoists them up.
Yeah.
And if you got into a fight and the other person was like, I'm gonna rip your boobie off, would you be like, holy fuck, this is something I don't want to be involved
That's
in.
That's so fucking funny.
I'm gonna rip them tits off.
It sounds like something from Mighty Boosh again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm gonna rip your tits off, mate.
I'm gonna rip your tit off. Just a single tit.
Single tit.
A single boobie. I'm gonna rip your tit off and put it on your tummy. I don't know. I'm gonna rip your tit off and wear it as a hat.
They keep calling Red an old man.
Yeah, he kind of is.
No, he's not.
He's 29. He's dust practically.
Okay.
I'm whatever's after dust. I'm the sun again.
You're the sun.
Yeah. You know, we're all stardust, baby.
Which makes you the sun.
Yeah, so when you die, you become dust, and then from stardust, you become a star again.
Okay.
Yeah, haven't you ever played a Japanese RPG?
I guess not.
Akiba Red then sees Decker Red again on the street, and he's like, oh, this has to be just the actor again. And to convince Akiba Red, he drop kicks the reality of delusion back into him. Like, he literally drop kicks this man.
Yeah, it was really funny.
And then we just find out it's a paid actor again, paid by the officer, the official. What's her name?
I don't know. The business lady?
Yeah, the leader, we should call her. The manager.
Manager.
I don't know. If someone were to drop kick me, I wouldn't be like, hey, they were trying to tell me something good about myself. Like, you want to know what? It's just smacking sense into someone, just in a Super Sentai way, I guess.
Okay.
That's how we should look at it.
Oh, okay.
If you were to be drop kicked, what would you do?
I would cry.
Okay, hell yeah. I would probably pass out.
Yeah.
I'd probably throw up.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like in the stomach, someone drop kicked me.
Yeah.
In the lungs, probably get collapsed.
Yeah.
One of a minimum. I have brittle bone syndrome.
Brittle bone.
AKA, I'm not drinking milk. Did you know milk doesn't make your bones strong? They just make them more bone? That's a fucking ICP lyric.
Does that even mean?
I guess it was on a conspiracy theory song where they were like talking, like they were just mentioning conspiracy theories. We hope in a satirical way of like, this shit's stupid what you guys are doing. And one of them
did they, hold on, this is important.
Yeah.
Did they bring up JFK?
I don't think they did.
They fucked up.
All right. They were going for
all conspiracy theories.
Lead back.
Have JFK in them somehow.
It's like I said a couple days ago at dinner. It's like the Colorado River.
Yeah.
All waterways lead to Colorado.
Yeah.
So
fact.
Because it's the tippy toppest of the United States of America.
Uh-huh.
I think the highest point is in Colorado. The Mile High stay? Oh, man, Nicole, I hope you're not planning on doing any running.
No, I was just going to get real high.
Okay. You're going to need some
get
breath.
Get stoned.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm
going to get stoned.
We're going to be baked at that wedding, Nicole.
We're going to be baked in Nature.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Denver and say, where the fuck are all these juggalos I keep hearing about? Denver has a huge juggalo population. But, okay, so back on the conspiracy theory, he's like, they tell you the calcium in the milk makes your bones strong, but the calcium just makes your bones bone and brittle and shit. It's a baffling lyric.
They make your bones bone.
Yes. Hold on. I will bring this up.
They make
up.
Your bones have sex, dude.
Oh, damn. I wouldn't mind that. Just two of my bones getting all wet on each other. That's what happens. ICP conspiracy song, maybe?
I mean, they're kind of onto it. Of it's just milk had a lot of advertising during our childhood. So we drank a lot of milk.
Milky, milky lemonade. All right, I found the song. It's called Hawking.
And now I feel like everyone is just lactose intolerant by the time they're like 20 because they just drank so much fucking milk when they were growing up.
Yay, yay. Oh my God, where's this milk shit?
Control F, bitch.
I can't control F on this. I don't know how.
So they, you know, there's that delusion and yellow and blue are like, we can't do this alone. We need Red, and Red, you know, gets fucking drop kicked in the throat and is like, yeah, I need to join. So they go to the manager person at Secret Base, and manager person's like, hey, take my mech, and tosses them the keys. They go to the garage and it's like a custom car with a bunch of imagery of this Moe Hatsune Miku looking anime lady all over their car. and it's a good time. I thought James would be done by now. So they take that, and then they get stuck in traffic. They're like, we gotta go top speed or Mach speed. But then they just get stuck in traffic, and they're like, well, this is shit. There's got to be a way around it. And then I think Yellow, I forgot what her logic was of putting in a CD.
Oh, to give a theme song to the whole mech,
I think. Yeah. For the car to transform, and it like ejector seats them fucking Inspector Gadget style so that it can be Bumblebee from Transformers.
So it's not in Hawking. It's not the conspiracy theory song. It's in this song, What the Fuck, which is talking about bad things that happen in the world. And it's like, what the fuck is going on with our world? I know. And they bring up like real issues like police brutality.
That's what's so funny about it, dude.
And real things that go on, like sexual assaults that are happening to sex workers, like actual things. Then in the second verse, how they close it out is the government tells you milk is good for the bones when all it really gives you is bones. It doesn't make them hard. It makes them soft. Just cut out the middleman and blow my head off. And when you, there's luckily an annotation, there was something going on of like, can drinking too much milk make your bones more brittle? And it was a case study of like, were we given lies about like, hey, milk will make your bones stronger? And I believe it's just like, it doesn't make them stronger. It just helps them be.
It fortifies your bones.
Or like it's insane because it's like this hardcore fucking rap song. And he's like, milk, it doesn't make your bones bones. It makes them bones. It's nuts. But yeah, that cool robo, they chase after him and they're, they're like, we're going to have a cool ass robo fight. But they, as told, they don't have enough delusion power for a cool robo fight. It just leaves.
Yeah.
It ejects them.
It just fucking leaves, dude.
All going wonky. But then they're fighting. Deca Red shows up and gives them that big old handcuff that I'm assuming is a thing in Deca Ranger. And the craftsmanship on that is beautiful.
It was pretty cool.
Like, to make it look like it's heavy, but clearly it's not. It's just like how people are making these. Two thumbs up.
Sure, dude.
Like, it looks durable and sturdy, but you know you could, like, break it in half.
With enough little muscles.
Yeah.
Do you think it's paper mache and chicken wire?
No. No.
Oh, yeah, and then they...
I say no.
Okay. Then they win, and then they're back in the garage, just cheering, saying, yeah! While people walk past this car that's shaking with three weirdos inside.
Yeah.
And that's the episode.
That's the episode.
Hell yeah,
I mean,
brothers.
We forgot to bring up the fact in the very beginning that they realize their delusion in the first episode was just them, like, punching the air.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the funniest things because it recurs in other episodes that we see, like, outside of their delusion.
Or maybe we did, but I don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
And sometimes it's just them kind of rust and parring.
Sure.
I was just like looking into a corner, just being like,
yeah.
Oh, but rusting parring, you don't talk. Don't speak. I know just what you're blaring. I'll witch you from the start. Would you rather me be, would you rather me be Blair Witch or be like a conduit for Blair Witch, rusting parr?
I guess the Blair Witch.
Because then I'd be a boss girl.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Girl boss, I mean.
Both.
You say, it's weird. You say girl boss and boss bitch. Why not bitch boss? That has a connotation of like, oh, they're a bitch boss.
What?
Like, it's like I'm a bad bitch. Like, why can't you say I'm a bad bitch boss?
You can, all James. Right.
Guys, I'm a bad bitch boss.
You absolutely can.
BBB. Better Business Bureau, better beware. Because I'm here. Blair. God, I'd be making so many people murder children. I'd be focusing in on them.
Uh-huh.
What if I'm Blair Witching you this entire time?
What if?
But instead, I'm like, you want to know what? I'm done. I can do more influencing on the world and outside of my whole little forest area. I'm going to keep screaming
Get
at this
Instagram.
Person. No, well, I mean, yeah.
TikTok.
You will be, because I'm screaming like, hey, draw that up. That's the new Blair Witch method.
And well, because you said influence.
Yeah. And you post it on Instagram, and that's, it's people in their corner, but they're not staring into the blank void. I mean, they are into their black mirrors. They're scrolling on Instagram. Oh, like that crumb bums. Blair Witched you, baby. You got rustin' parred.
Deal with it.
Hoo! Nicole, it's an episode.
Yup.
We'll see you next week for Engage with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, God.
Listeners.
Okay.
We don't have to do a Mostly Speaking Sentai next week, though, so I think you just have one podcast record. 'Cause I loved you from the start, Blair Witch. God. Guys, patrons, I swear, not to God, I swear to my father, when the devil comes about, $10 patrons. $5 patrons, $1 patrons, you will be saved in the apocalypse and you will be treated as princes, princesses, kings and queens in the holy realm of hell, okay? Unholy, I should say. Sorry, Daddy. I'm just saying, when my eyes roll back and I'm having that dream and the demons come out, you will be appreciated and that will go on into the afterlife. You'll be like little Nikki, just hanging out, doing headbangers balls. So I guess if you don't like metal, that'll be a problem. You can do trap metal. There's something for you there. Sludge metal, doom metal, etc. metal. That's actually a very good subgenre, etc. metal. Steve Barnes, create that genre right now. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
And oh, baby, we've been mostly speaking Sentai after dark. Nicole, you did very good at stuttering. Like, I could not do that.
Stuttering?
You're not starting exactly where I was starting. And it felt like it was on purpose. You were delayed.
Oh.
Stuttered.
I don't think you know what stuttering is.
In audio production, that's an effect. See you guys. Bye. Oh, yeah. Zip. Zip.
No.
No. Zap. Zah. Whenever I do that on Shuffling the Deck or on Formulaic, both Shelby and Sean have the same reaction, which is, James, you zip, then one of us zahs. Like, you're doing zip zap. Stop doing zip zap zah. You're doing all three of them. Quit. That's not how the game goes. And we go, okay, zip zap zah. And then they move on.
Yeah.
Because I've never played the game. It doesn't make sense to me. Zip. And then someone goes, zap, zah.
It's to, like, get your brain firing,
all
you
right.
know?
Zip.
It's to get you, you know,
zip.
Your brain reflexes Zah. Going.
Zip. How about drip, drap, draw? That's pretty cool. How about... Oh, damn, that's a nice beat. And perfect pitch I have? Oh, my God.